Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
Money Monday. Your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman, and we are absolutely talking about getting money tonight. High-tech sex workers getting it in using technology. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up. She's not asleep tonight, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome
good
to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do? How do you do?
What up? What up? We glad you could stop by.
Thanks.
All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Hot Chocolate is here, and I will be talking to you in my hot chocolate voice. Given the topic tonight, I will let you all use your imagination on how hot chocolate appears and what my persona is really like behind this voice, this show, and this show only. Let's
all right.
Get that right.
Hey,
what's up, people?
Not this show.
Sex trafficking. Big in the news. I really had no idea that it was as bad as it is. But, I mean, some recent cases here in Florida, before we get on talking about, you know, the tech mecca of the country out in Silicon Valley, you know, the feds made 13 arrests in Naples, Florida, with this Florida to North Carolina sex trafficking ring that was going on, you know, not too long ago. I think it was maybe back in January where a story came out of Fort Myers, Florida, where a two-year federal investigation into sex trafficking and prostitution in Naples culminated in, you know, 13 arrests in which, guess what, 11 women were rescued. They were being held hostage as sex slaves. Did you all really know that this was happening in America?
Yeah.
I did. I actually heard in some of the news stories here in the last 2 weeks in Florida that a lot of the heavily populated tourist areas are hotbeds for human trafficking and prostitution. So a lot mm-hmm. of your, you know, spas, massage parlors, things of that nature are going to be the centers of these kind of businesses. And it's really sad because women who think that they're getting the opportunity to come to the United States for a better life are basically just being enslaved. And it's
yeah.
just a horrible,
yeah.
horrible crime.
No, and
right.
you are absolutely on it. And so I don't want to get anyone confused. I want to make sure, one, tonight's show is just about bringing awareness, okay? And it's not necessarily that Americans are being used for, you know, sex. It's primarily, as Hot Chocolate just communicated, you know, it's folks coming from other countries, women
yeah.
from Mexico and Nicaragua and other countries.
Yeah.
You know,
Russia.
The southeastern part of the U.S. is where it's kind of big. But it's also really big out in Silicon Valley, and we'll get into that, you know, a little later. But, you know, I can remember one woman, you know, she spoke of, you know, working for an accused pimp in Golden Gate, you know, and she was, you know, the girlfriend of a crime organization's, you know, ringleader, you know, back in Georgia. She was from out of the country, but she told her boyfriend she had serviced 163 clients in 1 week.
Oh, my gee, what the Lord have mercy.
And so that stuck out to me because, one, this is a young girl. And, you know, so, I mean, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around this because clearly I have sisters. You know, I have a mother. You know, I have, you know, women that I respect right here on this show. And it boggles me to think that, one would do this under their own volition. Two, one would be in prison and made to do this. You know, both concepts are just mind-boggling to me.
Right. I mean, when you think about the concept of it, they're being taken from everything that's familiar to them. Even though it may not be the best situation, but that's what you know. So when you're brought to some place that's completely unfamiliar to you. You have no friends, family, or anyone that you think you can trust besides this person who lured you into this world that now you can see you cannot trust. It's like, you know, what do you do? And a lot of these girls are very, very young.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And folks, this business model is quite shrewd. And again, I say business model because there are many who believe that prostitution is just as, you know, legitimate as, you know, running a food store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the reality is you only know what you know. And I met a young man recently, you know, on the streets, homeless, 25 years old. You know, I'm actually working with him right now, trying to help him out. But, you know, he said, man, it's hard. You know, I feel totally lost. I'm on the street. I don't know who my dad is. My mom is the prostitute. You know, what do I really have to live for? You know, and I'm telling this dude, at 25 years old, you have a lot to live for. But, you know, this young man has grown up, you know, really watching his mom service men all of his life.
Wow.
Right. So his relationship with women is going to be shot for like.
It's
going to
be. It's
going to
be the exact same way. Yeah. It will. It will be a revolving door.
Absolutely. And his relationship with her is shot. You know,
yeah,
he's trying to reestablish that because I mean, you know, he doesn't have respect for her. But at the end of the day, he realizes that, you know, that's the profession she chooses and it works for her. But I mean,
well, it fed him quite sure.
No, absolutely. If you've just joined us, tonight's topic is high-tech sex workers. And we're going to get into the high-tech piece in a minute. It is 9:12, and we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Super high. We'll be right back. TM Mono Radio Live.
From my nigga Diddy's view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chillin' with my homes. Big box and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My cash is sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9/11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9/11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shot weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. I'm accomplishing, I'm beating niggas by margins bigger than friends talking in
home.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bindings, haters are never harming. Rick Owens arming, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that.
I like that.
I wanna buy my bitch everything, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. Find me in the Guinness book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss. Take a look. I'm super fly. I'm super high. You getting yours? I'm getting mine.
Ooh, women of a caliber. Only seen in magazines, calendars. And I'm sitting with Miss October. My birthday's in October.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss. Take a look.
Put your eyes to the sky. That's where you'll find me.
am Hyman Radio Live, Ricky Rose featuring Neo, a little bit of Super High. I am your girl, HC, bringing you back all the way here from Itty Bitty Plant City. She is that girl, Madam CeeLo Boston, all the way from Charlotte, North Cackalack, North Click.
Yes.
And he is that dude, TM Hyman the Boss.
No doubt. Hey, talking about sex trafficking, and we got somebody coming live out of Charlotte tonight. There was a situation down in Charlotte where there were about 25 trafficked women from Mexico harbored in Charlotte, North Carolina. When they were questioned, they didn't have any papers at all. Clearly they had been shipped in. So the perspective was that the markets of prostitution in New York and Atlanta were kind of burnt up. So they were trying to look in another big city, which happened to be Charlotte, North Carolina. Y'all pimping out there in Charlotte.
I know, right? No. Well, you know what? It was crazy is that you have to keep in mind where Charlotte is located. It's really in the center of, I thought Virginia was in the center, but, North Carolina is, dead in the center of the East Coast. As far as, because you have, the major interstates that run through these, metro areas, it's, a lot of truck drivers, a lot of places that they hid these girls. They had, what did they find them in a trailer? I know they had them, they had an instance where they found, a whole bunch of girls and families in, this trailer park or whatever. I mean, it's a high immigrant area.
Right. And so what I'm realizing is, when you speak of countries like, Nicaragua, Russia, Colombia, Mexico, I mean, these are places where people aren't speaking a lot of English. So I think someone already said it, a hot chocolate, you just said it. They take them away from what's familiar to them.
Uh-huh.
No one's speaking their language. No one's
it's
familiar.
People who sell their children to freedom.
Right. I mean, and people who are in very poor places, and when somebody comes in offering you $1,000, $2,500 for your child, it is what it is. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. We want to hear from you. And I retract that statement. It is what it is. It should not be what it is. It should not be what it is. Let's go to the phones. Our resident politician coming to us live out of Washington, D.C. That dude, Cooper.
Cool.
Crack it, homie.
Hey, Coopy.
Yeah, in a moment. At some point.
You might be on mute.
Coopy.
You're not talking to me.
I know you're not talking to me.
Y'all talking to me?
That's same James.
Oh my God! I'm waiting for Trump to come on too. Who's this?
Hey, you know what? You know, brother, Save. It's that 301, man. Is that 301? It's that dude, Save James, just stepped in the building.
The one and only.
I know.
Yeah, what up, brother?
Hello, Save.
What's happening with y'all? What y'all doing tonight?
Howdy do, Mr. James.
High tech sex workers is the topic tonight, bro, which is a good way to go ahead and just lead into. Out in Silicon Valley, CNN reported the use of that Square app to accept payments for prostitution. Prostitutes are being tracked via their Square.com accounts. Someone got upset with a service that he received, wanted his credit card payment reversed.
Oh, snap.
You don't get that.
Hence he caught a charge for prostitution. technology in sex workers. What do you think about that?
You know what? That's ridiculous because
they found a new way
like,
to stop them.
Right. Like, hey, they've been paying by credit card. Now, you know, they just swipe it right there. They don't
but how they go know she's a prostitute if it's going directly into her checking account?
Because of her price, she carries with her.
Did y'all just hear her say that they've been playing with credit cards? How does she know they've been playing with credit cards?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. My question came after that.
That's what she heard.
Clarity.
That's what she heard.
And she don't know for real.
Word on the street.
Because I've been paying attention a long time. That's why. Sex trafficking has been going on longer than just, you know, here recently. I mean, look in the 80s when the mail order bride was popping. I mean, come on.
I know somebody who just did that probably about a year ago. From got a chick from Thailand. A fat loser type dude. He was a real meatball.
Oh my god.
He wasn't really getting nothing for real if he really tried it. So he had no other choice. Shorty was pretty too. I was like, whoa.
Hey.
I guess
she don't know no
card
different.
Has its perks, huh? You know what I mean?
What?
I mean, you know, we know that technology's been involved. I mean, you got, you know, Craigslist that to me has taken the biggest hit when it comes to, you know, sex trafficking and prostitution. I think when it comes to the news, you know, Craigslist has been the ones. But, you know, the reality is prostitutes and other sex workers have often been taking their business online. I mean, not just using Craigslist, but, you know, people are tweeting their camera, tweeting
mm-hmm.
their cam sessions. They're using mm-hmm. Facebook, just like you said, to even uh-huh. advertise their services.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? That's how I found out this one girl was, she was being pimped. I didn't know. You know, I had joked her about it before, but I didn't know that's what she really did, you know. And
What made you joke her about it or to think that it was funny that she was being pimped?
Well, because it was a situation that I met her in. And so, you know, it was and it was an appropriate laugh. Everybody else laughed. She even laughed. But I guess now I know why she laughed, because she really was being pimped. I didn't know. Anyway, she had posted something on my page, and it just made me go to her page. But then I started reading the conversations, and I was like, is she really doing this on Facebook? And I was like, oh, my, you know, and you, like, open up the conversations and you see, and they were actually, prostituting themselves out on Facebook and having conversations about their jobs on Facebook.
Yeah.
Really
the reality is that there's dudes out here that got money to burn. And, you know, guys working
in the tech
trend specifically. You know, those dudes in Silicon Valley, you know, I mean, come on, where they're making all these applications, you know, money's being made. You know, we're in an age where the economy's a little busted, you know. Guys have a good amount of money to burn.
Sign of weakness.
Look,
sex workers are taking advantage of it. I'm saying from a man's standpoint, out of weakness.
But look, what about selling pictures of your titties? Is that like, is that as bad?
Why do you have to buy that?
People that can't touch them, or just like the dude he was just talking about, they had to order his bride from Thailand.
That's different than touching
people
some
like
tatas. That's different.
They pay to see tatas.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he had to get the rundown to show that she had to get all kinds of pictures of this and that sent to him for him to say, yeah, I want that one right there and get over here. You know what I'm saying? You know, you probably looking at a couple of pictures over there like, nah, I don't like how the joints fall. Yeah, I like these right here.
I need a wider nipple.
You don't lay down unless they stand up. You hear what I'm saying?
I am so weak right now. Oh, my God.
What about if they lay down and they fall to the side? What about them?
That's what I'm saying. No, you don't lay down unless they stand up.
Oh, man.
I just want to get your attention.
Thank you, thank you.
I really want to be all up in your head. Yeah, cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. Yeah, but girl, that's only if you ain't scared.
Baby.
And I won't knock, won't ring no bell. You just move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot, I know you won't so well. Shawty, you already know what it is.
Yeah.
And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex times. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells.
You just broke that bottom up in your head.
That I'll get you hot.
PolarisProject.org, PolarisProject. www.cct.org.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, you know, I was just going to say, I really wish that I had this information a few months ago, because I have two examples of very sad situations that are an outcome of the human trafficking epidemic. One example, I'm in New York City enjoying some time at a spa there that is very upscale, very, you know, kind of hoity-toity, heated floors, that type of thing. And at the entrance, when you pay to go in, there is a very large, large sign that says, "We do not engage in any sort of sexual activity, so do not ask." How sad is
no
that
happy
in 2013?
No happy ending.
No.
No business. That's what that means. No, that's not true.
That's not true. I'm not going to say the name of them because we always want them to advertise with us. But this spot right here jumps pop. Trust me. It's not missing no money, even though they're not giving no happy endings. Now, Example number two. I'm in the dirty in the ATL, one of my favorite places to go. I love the fashion. I love the fact that they're up on everything, you know, that's new with fashion and accessorizing and hair and makeup and nails and things of that nature. So I'm in a nail salon, kind of a high-end salon also, in Decatur, with my aunt and my mother and some of her friends. So we're in there and we're, you know, getting our services, and all of a sudden, in the middle of us giving our services, there's like a stampede of females, men also, but they're all going out one specific exit that you didn't even know was an exit. And then comes the owner handing out vouchers for free services that were not finished being rendered then. So there's girls that have only one set of eyelashes on. There's girls that are in the middle of getting acrylics and waxes and all kinds of things that have to be rescheduled because the entire staff has hauled ass out the left entrance door.
Yo, I missed something. Why did they rock?
Oh, they were running because the people were coming in and they didn't have their credentials. A lot of these men and women were traveling into the area. They're illegal immigrants. And they're of all nationalities. A little Russian girl was doing my nails.
Right. Your thing's crazy.
Mexican. Oh, he's weak. He is so tickled over there. You mad because the lady only had one. You laughing because she only had one leg waxed, huh? That's not funny, son.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I can visualize it.
Yeah. It looked like the stampede. You remember on the movie Soul Plane where the girl turned 18 and they made the Snoop made the announcement over the PA system and all the dudes start running up the aisle? That's what it looked like.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, going back to the information that CeeLo shared, I mean, you know, we often don't feel that, you know, we should get involved in situations, you know, like this and others. But I'll tell you, for me, you know, you don't have to get involved to, you know, to sound the alarm. You know, I know people have a problem with snitching, if you will, but this is what I say. You know, imagine, you know, if it was your little sister or your girl, you know, or your daughter, you know, or your mother that was being imprisoned and in most instances had been kidnapped and is now imprisoned and being pimped out, you know. So, CeeLo, if you don't mind, you know, hit the listeners with that information one more time, because again, you know, this is something that is serious, and it's really on the incline versus, you know, on the decline. And so we got to at least bring some awareness.
Hello,
Madam Boston, are you going to hit us with the info?
Okay, so while I was trying to get to I'm here. I was on mute.
She's back up. She just got back up. She fell down.
I blew the whistle. Nobody can hear me. I was on mute because I was going back to try to. Okay, let me say this. The tech has gone up. You know, I got a different phone so I can talk on the phone and be online at the same time. I just got to remember to take myself off mute first. So just bear with me while I go back to the application. Okay, here we go.
High tech internet.
Right.
Hey. Look, let me tell y'all something.
The jitterbug.
Hey, serious moment.
Oh, well,
okay.
Enough.
Sorry, we're serious now. We're serious. Okay.
For our serious face. Okay. The number is 1-888-373-7888. And that number is to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center. And the web address is Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, project.org. Or you can text BEFREE, B-E-F-R-E-E, at 233-733. So, yeah. You can also check out humantrafficking.org. That can, if you want to know how you can help.
Humantrafficking.org. It's 9:37. We're going to pause for about 2.5 minutes with this J. Cole, and we shall return. TM Hyman Radio Live, Money Monday.
Yeah.
High tech sex workers. St. James Catholic, Madam
Kilo
Boston up in here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Boom.
Maybe we're not going anywhere.
Boom.
Maybe we're not going anywhere.
Our board has us hostage.
Hey, it is just like, okay, well, maybe we'll just
no
stay right here. Hey, 917-889-3926.
Dang.
917-889-3926. Hey, CeeLo, see what you can do on your side. Because it looks like it's just clocking and clocking and clocking. Hey, real talk, real people, real times. We are that team. Steve, what's going on up north, brothers?
Ain't nothing much, man. It's keeping quiet. The police presence beefed up a little bit. I got caught. I was up in New York this week, and I got caught in the roadblock with state troopers. New York state troopers out in the borderline of the Bronx and Mount Vernon. Don't ask me why.
Wow.
But I tried to make a U-turn, and I couldn't because I was like, they're going to follow me, so let me just go through it. And I say they looked at all my stuff, know my tags is dirty.
Oh, boy.
That's why he was trying to turn around.
Word. But
oh,
I was like, nah. But I was good, though. I was good, though. My stuff checked out. So, you know, good. Yeah, that was good money.
Big up to the feds for that good work up in Boston this week.
They charged homie with a couple things
last
too.
Week, actually. Hey, they wasn't playing, right?
By no means.
Not at all.
Them down.
Not at all.
We'll be back.
You got all right. Yeah. On that note,
Sam Hyman Radio.
She had a little daughter with her. It was cold out. She said, I hate this motherfucker. Then she rolled out. He ain't answering his phone. She yells, what the fuck? Then told her daughter, buckle up. Yeah, that's for safety. She been stressing lately because this nigga she done been with for the past 2 years is not a current reason for her last few tears. She text him, text back. When she see him, she be trying sex. He don't sex back. His heart be on jet black. She call, he don't call back. All he say is fall back. Nigga just need a space. So she headed to his place. Cause she just got a call from her homegirl, Rhonda. Who said he be creeping, he been fucking with Yolanda. Yolanda? Yeah, girl, Yolanda. Told you he ain't shit, but you ain't listen. I was trying to click. Hung up that phone and hop right up in that Honda. Headed to his crib, she said she fed up with this shit. Thought this time this was the one, thought I got better at this shit. Picking out Mr. Right, stick it out through the fights and long nights. For what? These niggas is all alike. She gon' set it off, her daughter gon' witness it all tonight, damn. You got two. She say she just finished school, could barely pay tuition. Now she teaches 7th grade, trying to make a difference. Hey, but the kids frustrate her, say that they don't listen. Her ass like that, how the fuck they supposed to pay attention? I'm fucking with you, but for real, she say they hopeless. A class full of jokesters, creating all the obstacles, impossible to focus. Little niggas barely read, try to give them what they need, and they don't even try. One little boy, he caught her eye, cause he looked just like a brother. She be having to call his mother, but she act like she don't care. What father, he ain't here. Now she frustrated, thinking that she just made a mistake of her life. Underpaid, be having a waitress at night. 6 years of college down the drain, drinking, trying to drown the pain. Party with a girl, feeling sorry for the world, cause ain't no hope for the youth. Well, ain't that the truth? When all your role models either rapping or they hoop, damn. And you got two. And we got two.
You say,
okay, I'm here.
I see him on the radio live.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought I was on mute.
I'm on the radio live. This is James here with High Chocolate, Madam Kilo Boston, and Mr. Kim Hyman himself.
You got to apologize for that. I didn't know that the song was over that abruptly. I was waiting for like a fade down to the music, to the volume or something like that. You know how.
That's
you know when the song is ending. You normally know when the song is ending like that. I just didn't know.
The music did fade down.
Huh?
Yeah.
Not his fault.
Hey, I'm Hyman Ricky. Thank you for rocking with us.
Yeah, that was a setup.
We all miss our first cue. This is okay. I miss mine too.
Nah, I wouldn't miss it if I heard
sex workers. High-tech sex workers are our topic tonight. We were talking about Silicon Valley and the technology that's being used by sex workers out in Silicon Valley. For those who have no idea where Silicon Valley is or what we've been talking about, that is California. Silicon Valley is what they call a section out in, I believe it's Southern California, maybe not Southern California, but definitely California, where all
the Southern California.
The techies are. So Southern California, where all of the techies are. When you think of applications, you know, Square.com, a lot of apps are created out there in Silicon Valley. And prostitutes and sex traffickers are using technology to make their business run smoother. Entrepreneurs. So ladies and gent, I'm going to ask a very direct question. Have you ever been involved with any type of sex work at all? You can be honest. Ain't nobody listening.
Okay, I'm going to go first because I deem myself the brave one out of all of us in giving information. I have not.
It's just us here.
Right, it's just us. It's us and 50,000 other people. You know, it's real intimate. Right. I have not, however, in the last year, I did very seriously consider taking everyone's advice that I've met in my entire adult life and using my voice to entertain the masses in the sex industry. I really thought about it because I have a coworker who has a friend. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's always third party somehow. But she showed me her check stub before she cashed it from one of three sex lines that she was working for. And that check for 1 week of work was $2,000. So
okay,
trust me, hot chocolate thought about it. Baby, I'll get that for you later on. I got you.
Thank
I still
you.
Got it written down at work. I ain't even going front. I got it.
I know that's right.
And I thought about it, and I'm still thinking about it. Just depends on how bad, you know, I want to go to Dubai or, you know, I want the new Louboutins or, you know, it depends. Like what? I have a full-time job. Don't get me wrong. You know,
I want to go to Miami.
You don't need to do this to go to Miami, boo boo. Trust me, Miami's cheap.
Nah, she's saying you need to do it. That's what she's saying. You need to do it so you can go to
Miami. No, I did not. I said
Thank you.
Hot Chocolate, you just spoke of the young lady that showed you her check from the sex line work that she does. And so for me,
yes.
I think that's the job. Now, I could be a little hypocritical here, you know, because one may be asking, what's the difference between, you know, using your voice to have someone to get off versus, you know, using your body to have someone to get off? I think there's a huge difference with that.
Well,
but there are people who are proud of that. You know? And so,
I do as well.
You know, there's a young lady by the name of Skylar, you know, who is a vocal advocate for the right of women to choose sex work if they pursue it safely. You know, because it's a woman's prerogative. She's proud of her job, and she spoke out recently on the whorecast, which is a
podcast.
Whorecast. I will spell it for you. The W H O R E C A S E. The Whorecast is a podcast created by a former stripper who's a sex worker and an advocate. And you know, her thing is, hey, you know, this American whore can do whatever she want to do. And so, to me, there's a self-esteem issue connected with just the advocacy of whoring. That's a self-esteem issue.
Well, in a bad way or a good way? Because, I mean, you can look at that more than one way, because some women look at it as empowering, like, you know, they're taking control over what's being done to them. You know, they're choosing what they want to do versus a lot of women.
Well,
who,
they consider themselves entrepreneurs. You know, they have Instagram.
Well,
they have Tumblr. They have Facebook. They
woman,
have Twitter. They have websites.
Right. But what's different than a woman who wants to be a housewife?
What's the difference between a whore and a housewife? Are you serious?
Can't turn her home to a housewife fool. That's the rule.
First of all, a lot of
madam, the fact that we call you madam on this show, are you running a ring down there in Charlotte?
If I was, believe me, I wouldn't have some of the problems that I have right this moment. I might even be too good to be on this show if I was making that much money.
I'd be
out showing my tail amongst
the
people.
Wait a minute now. Snap it up.
No. You know how, like, when people get a lot of money, a lot of times they do. They change their everything. They too good to do anything. Yeah, that's what I mean by that. So, I do this because I love this. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping I don't get to that point where I change everything, you know.
I'm
but
not
going to
change everything. I will change
if I was running
several
a
things,
you know how much money
but I'm
those
not going to change
make?
Everything.
Let me tell you.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
I don't think it's the women that's making the money. I think they're making money for their for their pimp.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
Some are.
TM and Sabian, would you two not consider doing a sex line?
No, I wouldn't.
Why wouldn't
do
you
that.
Do it?
Because
first of all, I think he would insult somebody too fast, just off the wing, forgetting where he's at or something.
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
Are you saying that? Go ahead.
that's just not my thing. I don't.
You ain't hungry enough.
It's not even that. It's just not. I wouldn't even say that. Like, I think if I needed to find something to do in that realm of occupation, I'd find something else to do that I can excel at better than I would over the phone.
I mean, but that okay. Devil's advocate,
you know,
again. You know, we know we like to play that in each other's conversations. So I'm going to play this one for hours. Okay, so. You're the man, you know, all the chicks like you, you know, everybody is all the, you know, you're the popular dude. Why wouldn't you, while you're washing your car, you're home playing NBA 2K13, take 15 calls from some desperate women who are calling the sex lines and trying to, you know, take the edge off themselves?
There's your pimp right there, say.
I see. She's trying to make me say, well, I choose you.
Well, hold on. I ain't pimping. I ain't pimping by far.
Look at you say.
Okay, in the album.
Look, I ain't no Stevie J. Let's get that right.
I'm not sure. I'm not gonna rule it out because in the midst of what, one thing I've learned not to say is what I'd never do.
I'm not saying
back is up against the wall, right? But I don't think I would choose that.
Okay.
I think if I ever had to do that, it would be like one of my last resorts. If not, nothing, that would be at the top of the list with me.
Right,
do you judge the young man or the young lady?
No, I don't judge anybody for whatever they do. I'm so pleased. I know some people do some wild stuff out there, and I have never put nobody in. I can't point a thing at nobody because I know I got my own stuff with me.
Would you date a girl who worked on the sex line? That's for you too, T.
The answer is no.
It depends on
how I find out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what if she tells you when she first meets you? What do you do? I got a radio station. We got TM Hyman Live. What do you do? I work for XXX.com.
I'm saying with it. I'm gonna find out how, because I'm like, I don't want nobody exposing themselves. All they goods, and that's supposed to be for me afterwards or whatever. I mean, I could find somebody else before I do that.
No, this is phone sex. No, listen. That's not the circumstance.
Phone sex is different from, the live webcast joint or whatever.
Right.
That's one thing, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said maybe. So I'm thinking about it in the broad scheme of things.
Okay.
I'm not saying no at first, or I'm not saying yes at first. I'd have to be in that situation to call it, but I don't see why if all systems would go and everything checks out, I don't see why I would say no to somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? If everything else matches up and that's just the one advice I may have to deal with, then so be it. There's going to be some stuff that she's going to deal with me too. So, that's what I'm saying. Who am I to point a finger?
Okay, T, now what about you?
I think it depends. It depends. I would be interested to know why she would want to do that type of work. With all of the work out here, why that type of work? But I'm like Sabe. I think it's going to depend. We got a few minutes left in the show. We're going to take a break, come right back, and provide you some information again when you can follow up if you suspect that sex trafficking is going on. Back in 2010, DCF has investigated 1,266 cases of alleged human trafficking involving children, and of those, 717 were already in the DJJ system. For those who don't know what DJJ is, that's the Department of Juvenile Justice. We're talking about kids being pimped out for sex. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's 9:54. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Don't look them in the eye. Yeah.
Radio Live. We only got 2 minutes left. Thank you all for rocking with us. We love you.
No doubt.
I'll listen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yo, what was the name of that song you just played?
The name of the song was Pretty Brown Eyes by A. Marie featuring Trey Songz.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all right. I sound like SWV was about to jump in on that joint. Sounded mad 90s.
Yeah. That was a love and blow.
We like Anne-Marie.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, like
yes, he did.
Hey, we're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Thanks for rocking.
Yes, thank you very much. I was going to say, along with giving you guys the information up here, I'm going to post it on Facebook and on the Facebook page for TM Hyman Radio Live.
No doubt, Mighty Seth is up to the show.
Yeah, so again, it's the National Human Trafficking Resource Center, and that number is 888-373-7888, or you can text BEFREE to 233-733, and whatever you do, do it well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we make jokes, but we're very, very serious. If there's anybody out there that's in this situation and you need help, text that number, call that number, go to a local police or fire station, reach out. There are people out there that will help you.
Work. Say, James, say good night, brother.
No, y'all take it easy. I spilled some milk on some black jeans today, and it looked like something happened I didn't earlier on.
That's that 513 shoe distorting him again.
Check us out on Wednesday.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk, real talk, talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio.